The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Oh, Marco! This is the song they played when we walked down the aisle at the Elvis Chapel. Because it was like, hey, it's now or never. Are we going to do this or not? Marco's pulling at my heartstrings as I celebrate my 20th anniversary. Let's see here.
When you don't have Jif peanut butter, I'm right. Always there to fill the cracks in your heart.
You know, that didn't totally sound appropriate, to be honest with you, what you just said. But
I said in your heart.
Nah, just, you know, even Nate was confused by where you were going with that, but that's fine. Will you call my wife and see if she'll answer? I was threatened this morning. I said, I'm going to call you on the air. She goes, you better not. I said, well, now that means I'm going to 100%. And then she claimed her phone was dead. So I just texted you. See if she'll answer.
I don't know. I may just purposely call the wrong number again.
Why? Why do you like doing things like that? Are we going to... We can give something away in honor of our Susan and I's 20th anniversary.
Okay.
And in honor of Elvis premiere night, I think we should.
Okay.
Well, you got any sporting KC matches coming up anytime soon?
Are we gonna do this as our?
Oh yeah.
As our who's got this? What's that? Right now?
Come on,
this is our who's got this. You want to know who's got this? I mean, if you're injured,
is there a match coming up or not?
If you're injured or something like that. Mike's got this. Now we're about to find out who's got this when it comes to tickets.
It's time to find out who's got this. Presented by Mike DePasquale and the law offices of DePasquale Moore.
Guess who actually rubbed elbows with Mike DePasquale yesterday at the National? Our very own intern, Namdi.
Oh, really?
Namdi was, trying to make some connections.
How'd that go?
He said, "You know, I'm an intern on the Border Patrol. Apparently, there were some niceties exchanged.
That's good.
And so that's good, right?
Yeah.
That's a good ambassador for our show.
And then
Namdi said, Phil St. John's out there working at this. So I don't know what happened there because, that would take Phil actually talking to me about things, but it's not happening. So I'm just saying it was good. It was good. See, Mike DePasquale is out there." Playing golf, and then we have Namdi rubbing elbows with him as our intern.
When Mike pulled up with his bag of golf clubs, his golf bag, Namdi said, "I've got this, Mike."
And then Namdi's got this.
You know, put it on the cart.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, if you want to go to the Sporting Kansas City game tomorrow night, this is Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup quarterfinals. Sporting Kansas City against Union Omaha.
And you don't like Union Omaha at all.
Well, I don't have anything to say about Union Omaha, really, other than they've knocked off a couple of MLS teams already in this tournament.
Well, they need to knock it off.
Well,
and quit beating these MLS teams.
There's going to be a good contingency of Omaha fans down here for the game. It should
How many?
Be a lot of fun.
Give me an idea.
600, I think, is what I heard. For a team that's in USL League One, which is like it's two divisions below what Sporting plays in.
So how big's their facility up in Omaha?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to look. That's one of the things I got to start researching.
Is this a thriving fan base?
Well, so what is interesting about it is the market of Omaha is one that's been heavily tapped into by Sporting Kansas City. You know, Sporting has this affiliate program for their youth soccer. Like, for example, my son plays in Sporting Blue Valley,
right,
which is the club soccer team out here.
And that's in Blue Valley.
That's in the Blue Valley area.
I figured that one out.
See, you're sharp today.
Try again, see what else.
Okay, how about Sporting City West?
The western part of the city.
Yeah. How about Sporting Springfield?
I have no idea.
Springfield, Missouri. Okay. Where that would be. Right. Sporting Wichita, right. You know.
Not Sporting Omaha.
There's a Sporting Omaha. And so there's a good fan base of Sporting Kansas City fans in Omaha. And I think there's probably a big crossover between Union Omaha fans who are also Sporting Kansas City fans. Because they play in different leagues, right? You can cheer for Union Omaha because they play in USL League One, and you can cheer for Sporting Kansas City because they play in Major League Soccer.
Not now.
But this time around, pick you're going to have to pick a side, right? You're going to have to pick a side. So yeah. I know a few people from Omaha that are coming down to watch the game. And okay, so they play at Werner Park.
What about Mark Covey? I went to Pius with Mark Covey, and he complains that we won't ever take his phone call on this show.
Well, why won't you take his call?
Well, have you ever talked to him?
No.
Okay, then you would understand why.
I don't. Well, maybe I have. I don't know. Okay. But looks like Werner Park in Omaha holds 9,023 people. So that's where they play. I don't know how big of a crowd they usually get there. But anyways, they're bringing down close to 1,000 fans. It should be a great game. It should be a lot of fun. It's an Open Cup game. So Sporting Kansas City, you can get your tickets.
Is this fun for you, Marco? Are you fired up about this? I mean, you're a fan. Let me take your temperature. Are you locked in on this? Are you excited about this? You turn your nose up at the U.S. Open Cup? Are you wild about this? Give me something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just sit there. Are you going?
Am I going to the game?
Yeah, you cover these games.
I haven't made plans for
you
it.
Put thought about for a it? Credential but, if you want. You know that.
But maybe what if he wants to go as a fan? Can you put him in the cauldron? Do you have that kind of reach?
Put him in the cauldron?
Yeah, put his ass in the cauldron.
You think he can handle the cauldron?
Whoa,
hold on now. Hold on. I don't know.
It's an honest question. I don't know.
You're talking to the kid that used to go up to the ticket booth with his Pepsi can to get a $20 ticket to the sporting games when they first opened
up. What does that mean? Why did you have a Pepsi can?
Because
that ticket would get you into the cauldron.
So you've been in the cauldron?
Plenty of times. I was there when Dom Dwyer put the exclamation point on the Houston Dynamo to send Sporting to the MLS Cup.
Listen to me. Okay, you guys know more about this than I do. Nate, they call him Dr. Soccer. It used to be Sean Wheelock.
Rested that title. I don't have a doctorate degree.
Doc Sock.
Professor football.
Like Spider-Man goes up against Doc Ock, you're Doc Sock. Yeah. And so when he questions whether or not you could handle the cauldron, it becomes a legitimate question amongst soccer fans in Kansas City. Okay?
I took that one personal.
Well, you should
have. Yeah, he did.
So, I'm not asking about how long was the Pepsi can incident?
Yeah.
How long ago? How many years?
This is back when it was Live Strong Sporting Park.
I'm not asking about back then. That's about
12 years ago.
Now, can you handle it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me the cauldron.
You believe that?
You want to be in the cauldron?
I want you to get in the cauldron. I'll put you in there.
Yeah.
Go there tomorrow night and heckle these people from Omaha. Send them back to Nebraska. Would you?
Should we give some tickets away to the game?
If you want to.
All right. What anniversary is this for you?
Can one of the winners take Marco to the game in his Pepsi can?
I don't know if they can handle Marco. that's the bigger question.
It's the 20th anniversary.
So why don't we take caller number 20? Marissa can answer 20
Marissa's
calls,
gonna
right?
answer 20 phone calls now.
20 calls.
We have 5 pairs.
We're going to give away all 5 pairs right now, are we? Are we?
You need to settle down, dude. Let's save some for this 9 o'clock. How about we give away...
We give them a couple pair tomorrow morning away?
No. Give these people a chance to make plans. Let's give away 2 pairs right now.
2 per.
Okay. 22. I don't know. Give away 20 and 21, whatever.
Marissa wants to know if you guys are serious.
Sure we are.
Callers number 2 and callers number 0.
There we go. 20. No, callers 20 and 21. I don't know how we're arriving. Yep. Let's just do it.
Yep.
Marissa, what do you think is all going to be peaches and rainbows interning with this show?
She doesn't want to answer all those calls. Boy, are you serious? She didn't like
Ask each one of them if they've rid themselves of their Jif peanut butter in their cupboard to make sure they're safe from salmonella. Then it's a public service.
Right.
10, sorry.
She's on number 10.
Let's listen live.
Sorry. Yep. Caller number 12, sorry.
Well, there's not a whole lot of empathy there.
Caller number 13, sorry.
14, sorry.
Caller
14,
sorry.
Caller 15, sorry. Looks like they play in the home of the Omaha Storm Chasers. That's where Union Omaha plays.
Ooh.
I thought I'd heard of Werner Park.
Is there any chance that this Omaha team will call up Vinny Pasquantino for tomorrow night.
Maybe.
Game.
Maybe. Finally get a chance to see him in Kansas City.
Finally get yeah, that's exactly right. So
I don't know what kind of soccer player he is. Seems like he'd be built like a goalie, maybe.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Well, maybe that'll work out.
Right.
So then what? So give us an honest preview of this game. Would it be?
Well, look, I think it's a big deal.
Would it be like a slap in the face of Sporting loses?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's a big upset. Now, look, they already beat Minnesota in the last round. Omaha did, so you can't take them lightly if you don't show up ready to play. And the thing, because the thing about it is, for all those Union Omaha guys, they're going to come down here with a chance to play MLS players and show what they can do. You know, they're going to have something to prove. Every single guy on that field is going to want to prove that he belongs on the field with Major League Soccer players. And so that's always a challenge. But I think for Sporting, they got a big win on Sunday, right? Against Nashville, they were in last place. I think that win moved them into second to last place in the Western Conference. So they still can work their way back into the playoff picture right now. Actually, third to last place, up all the way up to 12th place. But they've got a long way to go to try to even get into the playoffs. Whereas in this competition, they're in the quarterfinals. You know, they go win this game against a team that's two divisions below them. They're in the semifinals of the Open Cup. They have a legitimate chance to go win a major trophy this year. And you have to say they have to win three games to do that, as opposed to getting into the playoffs. They're going to have to do a whole lot of work. So to me, if I'm Sporting Kansas City, like, this is really big. Even in a year that's been a really bad year for them so far, they have a chance to go win a major trophy because of this competition. So I think that's the big point. And the thing about it, too, is this is knockout round soccer. You know, since this is a tournament, there will be a winner and a loser tomorrow night. If it's tied at the end of regulation, they go to extra time. If it's tied at the end of extra time, they're going to penalties. And that's always fun because, you know, it's like it's a win or go home type thing. So every goal feels incredibly significant. Every moment in the game feels significant because it could be the difference between going on to the semifinals or being done in this competition. So I think it's a lot of fun. You should definitely go to sportingkc.com, get your tickets, and get out there. You'll have a good time. It'll be fun tomorrow. I think it's cool because not how many sports in America do you get to watch a team play, you know, against teams in other divisions, other leagues than the one that you play in. I think that's pretty neat.
How many tickets have we given away? Did we give away the two pairs? You won.
Ron Kim? Oh, Ron won, yeah. And Chad won.
Ron and Chad.
Congratulations, Ron and Chad.
So will we give away more tickets in the 9 o'clock hour then? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't want to hold them until tomorrow. Yeah. I want to give people a chance to make plans.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be great. And then you know what? If you win the tickets, you'll be able to say, "Hey guys, I got this."
Right.
And then you hold up the tickets. Actually, they're probably I'm sure they're digital tickets these days. You hold up your phone that has the tickets on them and say, "Hey, look, I've got this."
Yeah, don't confuse people. We're emailing these out.
Just like Mike DePasquale's got this if you get hurt. That was a cue for the
right
in there, a liner at the end there.
I waited patiently.
Marco. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car wreck, remember, Mike's got this.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hey, Kansas City, Stephen St. John here for Window Nation. If you have been thinking about new windows, you need to check out Window Nation and what they have to offer for you. I'm talking about two free windows with every two you buy, plus pay nothing for two full years. Window Nation. If you have been thinking about new windows, if you'd like to increase the value of your home with curb appeal and save money on your energy bills by replacing your old inefficient windows with new energy efficient Window Nation windows, call today. And you can get two free windows with every two you buy and make no down payment and pay no interest for 24 months. Call them now, 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION, and lock in your zero down, zero payments with zero interest for 2 years and get two free windows with every two you buy. Now's the time to get more for your money. Call today. Tell them Stephen St. John sent you, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. So is Marissa ready, or are you banned her from this segment? Are we good? This is your segment, Marissa.
Right now?
Oh, yeah. Jared Sutton's on at 9 o'clock.
Okay, hold on.
Marco, what do you get? What's going on in there?
We're just working. You want her at 8:30? I didn't know if you wanted her.
When else will we have her?
Right now?
Jared Sutton's at 9, and he goes till 10. Apparently nobody knows that Jared Sutton's a guest on the show, so. Oh, Nate, you should laugh. It's funny. Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, intern Marissa, for her weekly segment. You've grabbed the right microphone. Are you ready for this? If you're not ready.
Oh, no, I'm ready.
Okay.
I did my homework. I have notes on my phone. Let me pull them up.
Okay, so you, again, intern Marissa, current student at UMKC, graduate of St. Pius X High School, and you have, how many weeks have you been here now? It's all running together, isn't it?
I started May 23rd, I think.
We're almost to a month.
Almost to a month, yeah.
Okay. And so now you, Namdi, the intern yesterday, had a review of Doctor Strange. And so now today, and you warned us about the peanut butter last week, right?
I did.
It was Jif?
Jif.
And so now, is it okay to eat now?
I don't really know.
Right.
I went to go see if it was on the Target app, and it says it is, but then some of them still aren't.
Maybe just
give it a few more weeks. Yeah, give it a few more weeks.
Nate wants to sell it on the, for some reason, the black market.
Secondary market. Yeah. Not the black market, well, secondary market.
I did hear that.
Right. I did hear that. It's a little sketch.
Right.
But.
It is a little sketch. A little sus is what the kids say.
Sus.
A little sus.
Toast sus.
So what is this segment, what are you presenting to us today?
Social media. Remember we talked about that last week,
right?
And you told me that was my homework to come up with social media ideas.
Okay, give us some ideas.
Okay, so I was like going through your guys' social media.
Whoa, hold on. I didn't know if that was part of it, but that's fine.
I was going through it, and I don't know if this is possible, but
what platforms, first of all?
Instagram.
Okay,
I was on Instagram.
Okay, you're going through Instagram. Right.
I was on the IG.
The IG, all right.
When I told my dad my plans that I had, he was like, I'm excited to hear the reaction because they'll probably laugh at you.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
So your dad thinks we're going to laugh at
you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so I think that you guys need to use, like, your own pictures. Like, for example, if I was, like, the social media person,
okay,
I would want to, like, go to whatever it was that you're posting about and, like, take my own pictures of it. Does that make sense?
No. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm struggling here.
Marco, does that make sense to you?
What are we talking about here?
God, I don't know.
So you're talking about Steven's own personal Instagram account.
He needs to post pictures that he takes?
No. Oh. I'm talking about your 810's Instagram.
The 810 Instagram account. Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
What should we be doing with the 810 account?
So, for example, what was the last one that was posted?
For 810?
Video from the Dayton Moore camp at the Jewish Community Center.
Okay, yeah. See, like, that one was good. This one. Like, for example, like, this one. Like, obviously, that's from the internet.
Oh, it's, like, so it's a stock picture of Brad Keller.
Yes.
Okay. So now you're criticizing Sports Radio 810.
Hey, you liked
this,
it, though.
Boy, this is, it was trying to be some words of advice for our personal Instagram, and now you've taken it to the next level, and whoever's in charge of our Instagram account will be thoroughly offended as Inter Marissa is now attacking them.
I think it looks great.
Okay.
That was my one critique on it.
You want
no stock photos.
Original pictures.
Original pictures.
Okay. All right.
For the personal Instagrams, do you guys use, like, filters on your pictures?
Sure, sometimes. Why not?
I feel like filters make Instagrams look better.
Right. That's the whole, yeah, yes. Well, a lot of things. I'm notorious for not using the flash and that poor lighting, so I have to lighten it up so people can see what's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Because I think flashes sometimes ruin the picture, give you the red eye or something like that. So, I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on, like, right. the location and, like, the lightness and, like, or darkness, like, in the room.
So you're saying less filters or more filters?
It depends. Because, okay. say you're at a concert and you're taking a picture, well, obviously the picture is going to be dark.
Right.
So you're going to need to use flash.
You got to flash.
But then sometimes
that up.
If you got to like play around with the filters.
Okay.
You got to play around with the filters.
And so this is.
But don't force the filters, right?
Don't force the filters. If the filter does not look good on the picture, just.
How do I know when I'm supposed to post something as a story on Instagram versus a regular picture?
That's what confuses me.
That's what confuses you? Okay. Right.
Because I feel like some people have too many stories, and I don't want to sit there and look. I just rather see the picture and have a description, like, oh, this is them at the park or whatever.
See, I kind of like.
You like stories?
I like stories because, here, if you don't want to post something that's going to be, like, on your account, like, if someone were to, like, click on your account and you just wanted, like, a few people to see it, I'd post that on a story.
Here's a story from someone I follow. Jake Goody. Let's see what this is.
Oh boy.
And critique. This could be a boy. This is a scary thing to do. Okay. I'll click on this.
Are you gonna play the audio?
Okay, he has a quote there. See, that's too much for a story.
I can't read that.
And the story is gone. Look at all those words.
I can't read that.
I can read that in 10 seconds? That's gotta be now shouldn't.
Well, no,
that,
you can do you
put
know
your finger on
you
it
can
and
put
pause
your finger
it.
On
know,
it
but,
and hold
but
it.
Don't you think that should be a post? That's like 500 words.
No. Because why would he your Instagram, like, okay, so here, let's put it this way. Post should be, like, you. Like, your face needs to be in it. Or, like, you know, like, if you're going to post a quote, I'd post that on your story.
Here's a quote from Jake has used in this story from Dr. Seuss.
Oh, I love Dr. Seuss.
You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who will decide where to go.
That's from the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, which everybody gives to people on graduation.
That's from the Instagram account,
Jake
Goody.
I think that is an appropriate story content. Would I post that on my like real Instagram? Probably not.
And then there's a long excerpt that says acknowledge positive mirrors, and I'm not gonna read that.
See,
I don't want to read that.
Stories I feel like are just supposed to be like simple, cute, just
right.
Just,
that's too much content.
That may be a little too much for a story.
Nate, that's too much content right there for a story. I feel like, right? I agree. Or not.
Sometimes I wonder, like, why some of the people that I see on my timeline with their stories. Makes me wonder why do they have so much time to post stories of it's like every day.
Wow.
Every day they're posting things about their, you know.
What do you think of that criticism from Nate that people have too much time on their hands to post stories?
You know, I don't have much to say because like if I'm like going out to get coffee with my friends, I would maybe like take a picture of my coffee and put that on my story. And like
why?
But...
Like why does somebody want to see that? Why?
Okay, I'm just getting attacked.
It's a genuine question because I see these things all the time. I'm like, why did someone feel the need to share that with everybody?
Do you feel seen right now by Nate?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Is there a good reason to let everybody know that you're having coffee right now? Like, and I'm not. I know that's the very accusatory the way I'm saying it.
It sounds like you're directing it specifically at her.
No,
do you follow her on Twitter?
I'm directing it at a lot of the people I see on Instagram.
So don't follow me on Instagram then, because you will not.
Don't?
I'm telling him don't follow me on Instagram.
So I'm going to ask you this now. Do you want, this is another platform you can use. Do you want people to follow you on Instagram? Or do you prefer that to be just for friends and family? Because you could say right now, hey, follow me here, or we don't do that. It's up to you. What kind of IG do you run over here?
I run a...
A lot of coffee?
Yeah, a lot of coffee. A lot of coffee.
Come here for your coffee content.
Exactly.
There's a cup of coffee.
Some people that like that. I want some coffee content.
That's what I'm saying. Because I've... like slid up on people's Instagram stories about like a coffee shop that they're at, because personally, like, I love coffee shops. So if I see someone at a coffee shop that I've never been to, I would slide up and be like, oh my gosh, like, love coffee shops.
I'm going
like
to that coffee
where
shop
was
now.
This? Like, how was it? Like, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, Marco wants to say something now.
Honestly, you should probably be doing more of that, Nate, because and if you tag the place that you're at, the establishment, they see that, they're like, whoa, we got Nate posting about us on a Snapchat story. He's got so many different followers. Like, I think that's something that separates Instagram from Twitter with the use of the story. And also back to your coffee thing, it's the aesthetic. That's why you post your copy.
That is
what does that mean? The aesthetic. Well, I don't. What does that mean?
Pleasing.
Pleasing to the eyes.
Is it?
It is.
Pleasing to the eyes.
No. So what I'm offering you is one of the things that we offer interns is exposure. You're getting mic time.
Oh,
you're getting real time experience. I hope learning things from Marco. Have you? What did you, so today? What have you learned from Marco? Be honest.
She learned everything already, so she doesn't have to learn anymore.
That is so true. I made coffee this morning. How was the coffee? I made it this morning.
It was better than...
So, like, when I went to this
you are a
coffee-oriented
person, aren't you? You're really...
I love coffee shop. That is my favorite thing to do.
But would you say right now you've learned something from Marco, like, over the last month?
100%, yeah.
Name one thing you've learned specifically from him.
I have learned, he taught me how to cut the audio and save it to the file and name it and everything for the podcast.
You're not being twisted. He is right now. Because I got to find out. Because this is his first.
Teacher had a podcast.
This is his first class of interns that he's mentored. And so I need to know that he's teaching you.
Oh, yeah. No, he's doing a great job. Great job. He taught me how to work the phone and everything.
Okay. Right.
The 21 phone calls that you guys just made me take.
That's all.
And by the way, the kids these days, they're not used to traditional phones.
Right.
You know?
It's got
a cord in it.
Did that surprise you and all these with this regular phone here?
Yeah, because at first, the first time I did it, I was like, I honestly don't know how to use this.
Exactly right.
Like,
next week, we're going to make you use a rotary phone.
Yeah.
What is that?
Right. Yeah. So do you want people to follow you on Instagram? Are you trying to build your social media following, would you really like, I don't need these people following me?
No. I love.
So promote what you want then. What platforms would you like to promote?
You can follow me on Instagram. That's probably where.
On the gram,
yeah.
What would you say? Okay, someone follows you.
There.
Like, what are you? Coffee content.
Coffee content.
Do you have,
like,
any quotes from Dr. Seuss, like Jake does?
I don't have any.
None
quotes.
Of those. Okay.
Like,
what's your handle? Do you want to give your handle out?
At Marissa Leggio.
Okay. Are you guys making sure?
Fine. Like yesterday.
Yep. I'm following you now.
I got a cute. I went to the pool and I got a cute picture at the pool.
Okay.
So I posted it.
Now, is that something Nate should do? If he goes to the pool, should he get a cute picture of the pool?
Look like you're on the beach here.
Where?
You're on the beach?
I think I got the wrong Marissa Leggio.
Are you
in the Bahamas in this picture? That's not you.
She was in the Bahamas.
That's you. That's you in the Bahamas.
Okay, so Nate pays zero attention to me. From
last week, she told us she was gambling in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, because you played the slots and you won a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So I was paying attention.
I'm gonna follow, and I better see some coffee content.
You will.
Okay.
I promise. Know where I would,
okay. Also, he says.
Right now, the story is her at the pool.
Your sorority, UMKC, and what? And you see, we didn't know that about you.
What?
You're a sorority?
I am in a sorority. I'm in Chi Omega.
So why haven't you talked about that?
I don't know. I just.
God's plan is worth the wait, it says on your story. Right?
Yeah.
That's
see,
good.
Like, I posted that quote, and then I posted one of my
pictures.
Who
said that, Drake?
What?
God's plan is worth the wait. No, Marissa said it.
The Bible said that,
right. Well,
not Drake, Marco.
Well, Drake has a song called God's Plan.
He does have a song.
So you do not want to promote your sorority from UMKC?
Oh, yeah, I love Chi Omega.
Okay, well, that's, I don't know.
If any P&Ms are listening to this, you should definitely...
P&Ms?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you that they're not. Probably.
Probably
but
not.
If they are, what?
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm getting followers.
What, how many? See, let's see.
That's followers!
The point. See, that's the point.
That's kind of weird, though, isn't it? Isn't that kind of weird? Like, all these random people are just following you now?
I asked you the question.
Nate,
I think it's kind of weird.
I just followed you, Nate.
You have to audit my story behavior.
This
I don't know.
I like this. This is Marissa's bio. Just for fun. 816.
888-7500.
One day at a time.
Mm-hmm. One
with
day
like
at
the
a time.
With like a sideways smile.
Yeah.
And then you only see Chi Omega. Yeah.
Kai Omega.
See? That's very good.
Do you
good
know
system.
Anything about Kai Omega?
I do not.
We
know anything.
Okay.
Would you like to, I mean, what do you want to say?
So, do you, like, know how the whole, like, sorority thing works?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Okay.
I really don't. What are you laughing okay. for back there? What the hell's so funny? Did
do you
like,
know how
like,
the whole thing works?
No, like, how would I, like, no, I don't.
Kaio till I die.
No, Marco's got it. Kaio till I die-o.
Wow.
Marco, how'd you know that?
Wait, really?
What in the hell is wrong with
Marco,
you?
Marco, how it's did like, you know that?
Like Capodelta, that's what I smell to. Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Okay, so go
so,
ahead.
So, yes. No. For example, what would you like to say? For example, what these two are saying right now,
yeah.
Some schools, they make up nicknames for sororities
okay.
that are not very nice.
Just at some schools,
and
not
be
all
honest
of
with you,
I, Casey, we don't have a name that I know
okay,
of.
Okay, I am ignorant of the Greek life. I know nothing about this.
Greek
it's all,
life?
It's all
until,
Greek
until,
to him.
Until he, what did you say?
Kaio till I die-o.
Isn't that what he said?
Kaio till I die-o. Yeah, that's like yeah. a... That's like a thing that we say.
Is that impressive that he knows that? Or
that
is that
is,
somewhat
No, that's very
concerning.
Impressive.
Well, biggest okay. biggest rivals, AKO, because they think they're so special because they put an A at the beginning of it.
You know, the funny thing about that, though, is they were founded before us.
Do you know this is because your sister or what? Where are you getting all this information?
I went to college like 2 years ago.
Well, that's fine, but why do you know so much about sororities and their history? He's just shrugging his shoulders.
Marco, were you in a fraternity?
No.
Nate
no.
was. Nate was.
Oh, what okay, fraternity? Wait.
See, guess. Guess what fraternity? Because I have no idea what fraternity was Nate in. What do you think?
Where did you
Triangle.
Go to school?
I went to Kansas.
What does he look like? What kind of
if
frat
I saw
does he
Nate
like?
Yeah. at a frat party, I'd be like, Nate's a pike.
Why would you say that? I have no idea what
Nate's
that means.
Nate's a pike.
I have
what
no
does that
context.
Mean?
What does that mean to you? Why is he a pike? What does that mean? What characteristic does he present that would
it's,
lead
I
you
think
to that?
I think it's the polo shirt.
Yeah, the polo shirt. I
don't wear polo shirts very
often.
I don't wear polo shirts very often. I will say this.
What's
I was
a pike?
I hated
a Pi Kappa Alpha. Were you or Delta Chi?
No.
Sigma Chi.
No, he was a Kappa.
What
a
were
Kappa?
You? I don't know what any of this is.
Kappa's
what were
a
you?
Sorority.
It's just Greek letters, man.
What
it's
were
all
you?
The same.
Tell me what you
what
were.
What were you?
Same. I was a DU, Delta Upsilon.
What's that?
I know a DU at Mizzou.
When you hear that, your eyebrows just raise.
Because
is
I
that,
know a few DUs.
I believe they got kicked off campus at
well,
Kansas a couple
you know.
Years ago. But to me, like, I don't know. It was fun. I enjoyed it. There's a little bit of mass conformity to the whole thing that I'm not a big fan of. I hated the way they all dressed, to be honest with you. Like,
well,
I
you're
kind of
dressed like one right
well,
now.
Well, I have to go do a thing today where I have to wear a polo shirt, so I'm wearing one. But I hated when I was in college.
I like that she labeled you because of the polo
yeah,
you're wearing right
because
Nate's
I have a polo
pike.
Shirt on.
Nate
pike.
Is definitely
all the pikes
a pike.
Rolling around pike. In a polo shirt.
That's what it is.
When I was in college, the fraternity, the frat guys at KU all wore these like Abercrombie and Fitch plaid shirts,
shark tooth necklaces.
They all had hemp necklaces at the time, and then a game hat. Game hats were the big thing. Those hats that had like the two like the white hats that had the two letters of the university on the front, or they had one that said Beavers on it, like an Oregon State one, because that was really funny because it was Beavers. Get
okay,
it?
Okay, here we
or
go.
Or a South Carolina one because it said Cox on it. You had to wear one of those things. I hated the way they all dressed. I just it was like
you?
This is the worst clothing.
Now my dad's
and here's my
in
biggest
this.
Pet peeve. You know what? You know what frat guys did all the time at Kansas.
You're a frat guy.
Yeah,
what
but I didn't dress
but
like
you're,
them.
You're he's saying, do you know what frat guys do? But you're a frat guy, so point the finger at yourself.
I didn't dress like that.
You're the
though.
Man
I,
in the mirror.
I refused to dress like
okay,
that.
Okay, so what are you complaining about?
They would wear jeans that were completely frayed at the bottom, like you know, all ripped up at the bottom. With flip-flops.
Comment on that, Marissa.
Jeans with flip-flops to me is one of the most outrageous things
if
you could
I
wear.
If I saw... Okay, personally, nothing against frat boys.
Right. Of course.
I've never really been a fan of the frat boys, though.
Thank you for providing this voice to the show, please.
I've never really been a big fan of the frat boys. So if I were to see a frat boy wearing jeans... And flip-flops, I would
it's
turn
terrible,
ar-
right?
I would turn
it's,
around and walk the other direction.
Like
that's
absolutely
what every that's
not.
What
she
90% of the frat guys at KU were wearing
and
that crap.
Walk in the opposite direction is what school. She said.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
Extremely strong statement.
Look, how much do you hate when people show their toes?
I don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into this. I'm just an innocent bystander trying
to
mediate.
Do you think that people should wear flip-flops with jeans?
Absolutely not.
If any male in this company shows their toes, I will get them suspended without pay for 1 week. And I will chase them out of this building. That's it.
So I got to go back to something Marco said. Marco,
my dad just texted in and said, I'm going to send Nate a picture of me drinking coffee. So now my dad likes it. My dad's not on Instagram. My dad, apparently, I tried to tag, maybe here's some advice to give to my dad. I tried to tag my dad in a picture for Father's Day on Facebook, and apparently he has 3 Facebook profiles. And I think that's too right.
That's probably too many.
It is. I agree.
Or just the right amount.
Well, for him, probably.
So, Marco, you're suggesting that when I go to a restaurant, every time I should post a picture of what I'm eating and then tag the place.
Okay, hold on.
He's not the expert. She is our social media coordinator here. Marissa, you tell him about that, about the food.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
That's right.
Stop me right there, really quick. Okay.
You said you're going to post a picture. You don't got to post a picture of your food. That's a story.
That's what I mean. That's what I should be putting on my story. I should keep a story going every day that shows everybody where I'm eating.
Yeah.
And where I'm drinking things. You know, like.
Yeah, like if I'm going.
Yes. Stand up for your tell
him. Who the hell cares what I'm eating?
Marissa does.
You know what? Every time you post a story of you eating, I'm going to be like, Nate, that looks really good. Where are you at?
I mean. Now I feel it because I was in Los Angeles eating at a really cool sushi place. I should have posted pictures of all the different pieces
of
sushi
I
ate.
I would have looked at that.
Okay.
I would have looked at that.
But I'm busy eating the sushi. I don't think to myself, I got to get my phone out.
That's something like sushi, though, too. That's something that's nice to look at.
Right. That is really beautiful sushi. Now I feel like I missed an opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever heard of the saying, snap eats first?
I'm sorry. Say that again, please. I got to write this down.
Hold on. It might be camera eats first for them.
Oh yeah. Sure. Okay. So, you're on Snapchat?
Of course I am.
Yeah, you added me on Snapchat.
There we go. See?
Yeah, we're friends on Snapchat.
I don't even know what
to do.
Okay,
Nate, write this down because I know you're going to forget.
Okay, I'm right. Wow.
Do you have Snapchat?
I have it, but I don't remember the last time I ever did anything with it.
Or I guess they could say like Insta eats first.
The only people that interact with me on Snapchat are my daughters.
Okay.
And it's usually pictures of them doing things that make me angry. But that's fine.
Hey. That's
okay, right. What am I writing down here?
Snap eats first.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Okay,
is that a sentence?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, what's it mean, though?
So, for example, I've never, actually I do this quite often, but I don't put like Snap eats first. But basically it's like when you go to a restaurant and you order your food, whatever.
Right.
And
here comes
so,
the food.
Here, let me like pull up. Let me pull up
a picture. So I put down a plate of mac and cheese in front of you because you just ordered that.
Hold on. Let me pull up a picture like from.
Will you let her pull up a picture?
Okay. For example, here's a picture of the cheeseburgers I ate in the Bahamas.
Okay. Different colors.
What
kind of cheeseburgers?
You guys ever been to the Sugar Factory?
No.
They're pretty patties.
Oh my gosh.
Look at this drink that we got.
What's going on there?
Yeah. You guys should go to the Sugar Factory.
What's in the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas.
Or we could take a field trip and I'll go.
Is that that's in the Bahamas?
We can snap eat first together.
I got one in Vegas
too. So you snap the food.
So you take a picture. So like the food, obviously I haven't touched it. Like it's still sitting there. So I would take a picture of it.
So you snap the food
before you eat it. So snap eats first.
How many followers have you gained?
What's happening
Instagram
to us
so
as a society? I don't know. What is going on? You know.
Listen to me. Intern Marissa is trying to drag us into the year 2022.
I'm going to start snapping all my food.
Wait, you guys,
do you want to be able to interact better with your children? Marissa's going to help bridge you to the youth, and then you could speak to your kids like you know what's going on.
I would just like to get my kids to use silverware.
Maybe Marissa could help with that.
My mom just sent me a picture of Snap Eats
First. And your mom's listening.
Snap, yeah. I have a lot of people listening right now. A lot of people are texting me.
This is good. You're bringing listeners to the show.
I'm going to do it.
Snap eats first.
How many followers have you gained on your Instagram?
I have gained.
You're going to be a social media star before the summer's over.
56 followers.
Unbelievable. What would you show them today? Some coffee
today.
Some maybe lunch. What will you have on your story? What do you plan besides that quote you had earlier? A very good quote, by the way.
Maybe
now they were expecting something.
Don't worry. I will not let everyone down.
How about the coffee in the kititchen over there? Just send the picture there. This is what we're drinking.
This is what we're drinking here at the Border Patrol.
My kale smoothie before I ate it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you screwed that up.
Man,
really messed that one up.
I'm gonna start doing the IG story of everything I eat, and okay. I'm gonna tag you on it.
Do it.
And you actually want to see it?
Yes, I want
to
see it.
I'm going to tie into Life for Lunch today, I think.
So when you go to lunch, I want to see where you're going to lunch. If you're going to get coffee in the morning, I want to see where you're going to get coffee.
I don't feel like people need to know where I'm at all the time.
But she just told you she wants to see all these things. Because then maybe she sees it. Well, Nate's going there. Nate has good taste. Now I want to go there.
I feel like people should pay me for that. You know, like
the
restaurant
ought to
give me
some money. That's called the social media influencer. This is my goal.
You want to be an influencer?
No, I already am, by the way. I get paid. Okay.
You're damn right you are.
Does Here's Snap the deal. Eat first?
I want Namdi. I want Marissa. I want Luke. I want Connor. I want all of our interns to somehow become social media influencers led by Marissa. What if at the end of this thing, then you get paid by this? What if you're making money doing this?
I'm so down because I could do this all day.
That's what we're talking about.
Do you guys?
I feel like that's what society's doing all day anymore. Instead of doing
anything. Well, then
you
pay for it.
We just snap our stuff all the time.
Do you guys have the highlights?
Well, showed you one that you're gonna not
highlights.
I did this because it made my daughters mad.
You guys are really slacking.
Oh yeah, for sure. Look at this one. What do you think of that one?
That's one of your highlights?
Yeah, because it made my daughter
mad.
Okay,
but you got them.
I got
them. How do you make something a highlight? It says
you
have
highlights.
I got one question for you before we break about our mutual friend. How many times do you think our friend Tom has texted me and asked me what time this effing movie starts tonight, even though he was sitting next to me when we bought the tickets at the Italian Festival? How many
Probably
times?
Quite.
Almost every day.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What time's the movie? I said, it's 7, and it hasn't changed since we bought the tickets.
That sounds about right.
Right, over and over again.
Yeah.
So do you think Tom should be more active on Instagram? I say no. Do you think he should be?
I don't know.
He's on there.
Yeah, he is.
You don't
want
to see his stories.
I don't want to see his stuff,
promise
though.
You
yeah.
That. We will take a break. That's intern Marissa. Do you want to say hi to anyone before we let you go? This has been your segment. Nate has resisted. You've called Nate out for his polo, which we all appreciate. You say he's a pike.
Nate the Pike.
Nate the Pike with your polo. Mr. Fancy Lad over there with your fancy pants. You want to say hi to anyone?
Pike.
Your mom's listening. Who else? Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
My friend Nate's listening, too. Hey, Nate.
That's your friend Nate right there, too, on Instagram. Continue to bring the younger demographic. Continue to bring your family into this show. Increase our listeners. Our ratings.
Let's do it.
That's right. And we are going to make you a social media influencer.
Let's do it.
By the end of this summer. That's internal.
All your coffee pictures right
here. What's wrong with you now?
You didn't use the line from you had a chance there and you didn't use it.
What are you talking
about?
You're
going to be a star.
Oh, yeah. I could see. Yeah. I could from The Offer. You're going to be a star, baby. You're going to own the stage. That's right. Not enough people have seen that show yet for people to resonate, but I love it. We will take it. That's intern Marissa. Round of applause, please, for the studio audience.
Thank you.
Calling Nate out. We appreciate Nate the Pike with his polo. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now we have Marissa. She has Nate's phone, trying to show him how to use highlights on Instagram. Nate is thoroughly confused as the tutorial continues into the commercial break. But let me tell you about QC Kinetics. You know, we're in the most active season of the year right now. You might have some joint pain. You might be dealing with knee pain, hip pain, back pain, shoulder pain. I'm old. I got all of them. And if you have been dealing with pain, what you need to do is called QC Kinetics, 816-412-6299. Like, for instance, Nate, he's a real pain in my ass. But QC Kinetics can help with that. I'm just stating a fact. 816-412-6299. Off 435 in State Line and in Gladstone. 816-412-6299. QC Kinetics. Listen, call QC Kinetics now to learn more about regenerative medicine and get a totally free in-office consultation. You can get relief from pain, real relief, with no surgery, no drugs, no downtime. 816-412-6299. 816-412-6299. QC Kinetics.